It's built on a strong national defense, on secure borders, on free market economics, trade deals that put America first. It's on conservative judges. And it's a movement that is built on upholding all the God-given liberties enshrined in the Constitution of the United States of America. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. The 10th Amendment, limited government, and letting states lead on the issues most important to our families. It's been our movement, in the spirit of the 10th Commandment, that has led the fight to give parents the right to choose where their children go to school, public, private, parochial, or homeschool. And it's our movement that recognizes that election integrity is a national imperative, and election integrity and reform belongs at the state level. Elections are a state responsibility. Founders of our Constitution crafted it that way. We need to reject any Democrat attempts to nationalize our elections, as you heard President Biden speak about last night. We need to defend state-based reforms, support voter ID, and work every day to restore the confidence of every American in every vote. And with our agenda and our movement, we will always stand by the men and women who serve on the thin blue line of law enforcement. We'll give them resources for training. And we'll also always defend the right of Americans to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment. We'll defend religious liberty and the sanctity of life. And it will be our movement that's the vanguard of the freedom of expression, a movement that cherishes our heritage, our history, and our steady march toward a more perfect union. We will stand with the right of every American of every faith to live, to work, to speak, and to worship according to the dictates of their conscience. We will reject critical race theory in our schools, in our public universities, and we will cancel culture wherever it arises. That's an agenda that'll win. That's an agenda that'll win back America.